The Assembly will now hear an address by Ms. Mia Amor-Motley, Prime Minister, Minister for Finance, Economic Affairs and Investment of Barbados.
Thank you very much. I'd like to thank the Prime Minister of Canada, the Prime Minister of Jamaica and the Secretary General of the UN for facilitating this session for us all.
All different races, all genders. An equitable and just international order that is truly built on the principles of justice and fairness for all.
But we also recognize that the institutions that were created 75 years ago do not take into account the realities of our countries today.
We want an international order, equally.
COVID-19 is an unprecedented challenge for our modern world, but it's also a unique opportunity to build a better future, to create a safe and prosperous world and an international system that recognizes who's left behind and strives to lift them up.
And I'm happy that the Prime Minister of Canada has spoken about thinking outside of the box, but we need to go further than beyond words.
Greta Thunberg from this platform spoke, and she must be comforted and told that when mankind cannot answer you, they will attack you. They play the man and not the ball.
So we have to find a world order that better reflects the 200 nations of the world.
A time will come when those will ask, what did we do in the period of COVID to be able to make the world more equitable, more just, and to make countries better capable of meeting the other existential threats of the climate crisis and indeed of the behavior of our citizens.
All right, well, we got Mia Amor-Motley, a real motley crew, the United Nations Prime Minister of Barbados. What a sight to see, rising up from the ocean like Neptune. And it looks like Rihanna's getting in on the action as well. Ambassador. You know how it is, these smaller countries, you get some kind of androgyne becomes famous and they start to worship them like a demigod. Oh, nice Adam's apple you got there. Remember when I first did a video on Rihanna a few years ago? People could not see that it was a man. Maybe you can see the Prime Minister's a man. Good girl gone bad. Boy gone girl. There's a purple people eater. All right, we got the Minneapolis-Barbados connection. And there's more. Just wait and see. This goes deep. Camera in the crotch. Male torso. One eye. Not that complex, really. That's a male torso. The one eye, you're going to see the one eye symbolism thousands of times. And rose, right? Every rose has a what? A thorn. It's a drag queen right there at the festival. Male pelvis holding a baby. Adam's apple. The roses, of course, Rosicrucians. And the snakes. Whoa. Hey, it took the mask off, finally. And these are just pictures of a transvestite. Well-oiled transvestite, I might add. There's the old phallic symbol again. And the shoulders. Only girl in the world. Not quite, not quite. The one eye. You got the one. Two into one. The crown. And there's Neptune with the crown. I think that's Neptune. But here's the old trident. Virginia Beach. I don't know where that is, but there's lots of statues of Neptune all over the place. There's a Neptune Fountain in Washington, D.C. You gotta have the Neptune Fountain. Looks like an androgyne on a horse there. And Minneapolis has the Neptune statue at City Hall. Must be because of all those lakes. Of course, Aquaman, and there's Aquatrans. I guess they're both Aquatrans. Oh, that looks painful. And the son of Aquatrans, and there's Aquaman at the United Nations, the Justice League. A new Justice League rising from the ocean to save Mother Earth. The age of detainment has begun. The creatures from Atlantis have returned at the Justice League. His story, female Prime Minister Mia Amor. I think I'm going to go vomit now. Thank you for watching.